The Yak is back. After a 4-year hiatus from the phones of America's youth, the once popular social media app, Yik Yak, has returned to the Apple App Store. But Yik Yak isn't just a regular posting app. There's a catch. Actually, several catches. Users post anonymously, and the only posts you can see are posted within 5 miles of you. Although app usership dropped dramatically towards the app's end, its relaunch has brought renewed interest, especially with students wanting to connect on campus. Northwestern is no exception. Download the app here and see new posts rolling in every minute. As for what students are actually posting...
Hi, I'm Gracie.
Hi, my name is Sawyer Sad, also known as Sad, and I will be doing a live reading of some recent yaks. Thank you.
I enlisted some help to give you an idea. There are the general campus musings.
A lot of y'all smell, and none of y'all smell good.
What the f*** is an engineer?
South campus be looking like the Smurf Village. I think I hear Morty scuffling around in the walls.
If anyone is in finite mathematics, did we have homework due online yesterday besides the written?
JoJo Siwa, taller than most Northwestern boys. Does NU Health Services do BBLs?
Those that bring awareness to potential IBS.
If you fart in the COVID test line, you're going to hell. Ripping endearing. Shitting in Willard.
Several about mental health.
Whoever cued Sufjan Stevens and Norris needs to pay for my next Lexapro dose.
Y'all on North Campus really need to experience the ecstasy of listening to Mitski and crying.
Waiting for Caps to make an appointment with me because I don't make the first move. Am so sad.
And many, many that voice sexual frustration.
Need me a Plex sneaky link.
Willie got me acting up.
The Willie costume stays on during sex, babe. Does it count as sex if I leave my purple pride shirt on? Just got blocked by the Lincoln fire drill. Bricked up in Sarge line for some grilled chicken. Really need to sit on someone's face right now. Big boobs!
But the return of Yik Yak is already reminding some of the toxicity it harbored years earlier. At Yik Yak's previous peak in 2014 to 2015, the Atlanta-based app was known for hosting posts of hate speech and cyberbullying, so much so that a student at the Oxford College of Emory University was actually arrested for posting a shooting threat.
You know the social media app Yik Yak?
Yik Yak? I've heard of it, yes.
That's Emily Wong. She's a sophomore at Emory now.
Does anyone know Yik Yak? No, that was a negative.
So it doesn't seem like Yik Yak is having the same resurgence everywhere it once had a large presence. But Wong mentioned that there are some anonymous confession social media accounts on campus. They just aren't known to share hate speech.
Unfortunately, the same can't be said for Northwestern, where, according to junior Milena Otero, the return of Yik Yak hasn't been all good.
So I was in my kitchen with my friends. We just downloaded Yik Yak because we saw that it was becoming a thing at Northwestern again. And I opened it in the first... I'd say 5 or 6 Yik Yaks were like super anti-Semitic comments, Islamophobic comments. It was, kind of shocking.
But the Yik Yak owners are vowing to push back against hate speech, stating on their website that bigotry and threats are not allowed. As precautionary measures, the website says the yaks can be reported for review and that yaks with 5 downvotes are automatically removed. But that doesn't stop them from being posted in the first place. Although, Yik Yak notes that anonymity on the app is not protected where laws are broken, and that most users caught seriously violating community guidelines will immediately be blocked. Whether Yik Yak will last longer this time isn't known, but students are certainly taking advantage of it while it is around, even if just to bond over their overactive bowel habits.
Sh**ing while writing Yik Yaks really is the human condition, isn't it?
For WNUR News, I'm Helen Bradshaw.